Welcome to today's Word of Life study. Devotionals to shine a light in the lives of believers and strengthen belonging to Jesus. Published by Grace Communion International, UK and Ireland. People poured into a book. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Genesis 2 verse 7, NIV UK. God's got this anyway. When the term is misused to mean it'll all work out anyway, it can fill a space where thinking and doing might have happened. It can bookend theological debate. It can avoid challenge, occasionally masquerade as faith. Before we go further, of course God's got this, but to use it to say it'll all work out anyway isn't always useful. Sometimes things don't work out anyway. I've seen things work out badly. Many of you have too. Our calling gives us faith to believe that God has it, but not to take God for granted. It'll work out anyway. And sit life out. My point, if it'll all work out anyway, why did God bother to create humankind? Just to sit life out. Let's reflect on the wonder of our creation. God making us at all is astonishing. Humankind was nothing, and God then made us something. Not a best evolved creature, He chose to make us in His image and from dust. Read the wonder in the word of Genesis 2:7, where He breathed the breath of life into man's nostrils, breathed it into his nostrils. And we also have God's ongoing loving investment in us. In your midst, the Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17, NKJV. Genesis in chapters 4, 5 and 11 details around 10 generations from Adam to Noah. Let's do that with us. 12 generations across 400 years took 4,096 people for each of us to be born. Here's how those numbers look. 2 parents, 4 grandparents, 8 great-grandparents, 16 second great-grandparents, 32 third great-grandparents, 64 fourth great-grandparents, 128 fifth great-grandparents, 256 sixth great-grandparents, 512 seventh great-grandparents, 1,024 eighth great-grandparents, 2,048 ninth great-grandparents, 496 tenth great-grandparents. Now reflect on 4,096 stories poured into your book. A man and woman holding hands in marriage and their arms holding each other in loss. Sisters playing in a field and later loving each other's children. A family drinking to celebrate a newborn, and later going hungry to feed the children. Brothers walking off to war, and if they returned, doing so quietly and changed. The immigrants who made good in a new land. All that life-worn faith, chances missed, lessons learned, sinners reborn, hope reawakened in brokenness. In 4,096 people poured into your book. The Bible is a book with people poured in. God gave us life to work things out with each other, to do stuff and gain a life-worn faith, not to sit it out. Yes, God's got this, and he gave a portion of the story to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life, the gift of calling. May the Holy Spirit work in us, in Jesus' name. Amen. We hope you enjoyed today's Word of Life study. It was presented by Rachel Montgomery and written by Andrew Montgomery, who is the Deacon of the Edinburgh Congregation of Grace Communion International.